Welcome to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, and, time to talk about something that happened yesterday. And you're well aware, the San Antonio Spurs were pretty much punched in the face. They got Drago'd by they're Apollo Creed getting punched by Drago. Drago being the Minnesota Timberwolves and Creed being the Spurs, because it was not a pretty sight in Minnesota. The Spurs lost big. I don't even want to say the score, because you already know what happened. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about that loss. What does it mean? Is this time to hit the panic button? Is it simply stay the course? What did this loss tell us about your San Antonio Spurs? So to do that, I'm joined again by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, are you down for the count? Do I got to get smelling salts on you to wake you up? I mean, the Spurs took it right in the face, Joe.
Yeah, that was a pretty nasty game, man. I don't know, man. I'm still a little bit sad about that. I mean, when you're down 48 points to the Minnesota Timberwolves, You got some problems, man.
Yeah, it was not pretty. As I mentioned, Spurs got walloped 128-89. They're now 10-11 on this season. The good news is they're going back home to face the Rockets, who's also a team that is struggling. And it'll be their first home game in quite some while, simply because they were on a four-game roadie. Joe, you know, we were on your show as well, talking about the loss. One thing that I brought up when I was talking to you on Two Shots was, do you take solace knowing that the Spurs were 2-2 on this road trip? We'll talk about the game against Minnesota, but just general thoughts about the roadie. 2-2 is not bad, Joe.
It's not bad. You got to always look for the silver lining. And if there was ever anything that we needed to look for that was some, you know, a spin on positivity, that would be it. You know, the Spurs are 2-2. Still means that they're a 500 team on the road, you know, below 500. But a win is a win, man, however you get it. So I'll take it.
But a loss is also a loss. And there's also ugly wins and ugly losses.
True.
We saw an ugly win versus Chicago, a game that I don't think the Spurs had any business winning. Luckily, Zach LaVine had a boneheaded play, and Lady Luck was on the Spurs side. But they also had an ugly loss. And let's go talk about the loss to Minnesota. When you only score 9 points in the second quarter, Joe, as a team, and your only bucket is from DeMar DeRozan, and that's it? That's a big issue, Joe. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Spurs were pretty horrible. You know, I think tonight's game can best be summed up as they just couldn't shoot. You know, they just couldn't knock down any of their shots. I mean, you look at field goal percentage, the Spurs shot about 39.5% on the night. They are chunking up 86 shots. They only connected on 34 of those. Beyond the arc, they fared even worse. They shot 29.6%. And they took 27 three-point attempts. They only connected on 8 of those. And basically, that's all she wrote, Jeff. That was your ball game right there. It was just a poor offensive showing by the San Antonio Spurs. And you got to look at it on the other end, too. On the defensive end, they weren't any better. When a team can put up 128 points on you, you got some problems, man.
Yeah, defensively, the Spurs were a mess. Perimeter defense was an issue. The Minnesota Timberwolves outscored San Antonio in the paint. They were getting to the rim at will. At the end of the third quarter, I believe it was 90-55. The Spurs allowed 90 points to Minnesota at the end of the third, and from that point, it was all she wrote. It pretty much was all she wrote after at halftime. The Spurs did come out strong. They were in competitive, at least, in the first quarter, and the wheels came off. Joe, is this simply, this loss that is, simply a game that every team is going to go through, or is this a game, a loss, that's making you say, you know what, I got to smash this panic button because this is exactly what I expect more from San Antonio as the season goes on.
Let's put it like this. You know, I even said it on my podcast. Your record is who it says you are. You can't cheat the numbers. You can't lie. You know, the numbers don't lie. Right now, Spurs are 10-11. What does that say about them? Well, they're a below 500 team. You know, and when you look at them, notoriously, when they're playing on the road, when they play here at home, they're playing like a below, you know, 500 team. You can't mix words. You can't try to sugarcoat it. You can't give them a pass. I'm tired of trying to give them a pass. This team is who they are at this juncture. And the thing that's sad to see is something that I've been preaching for a while now. The Spurs system just isn't working. And what I mean by that is the missing piece to the Spurs system working, it's always been centered around defense. This system has been so good for the last 20 years because we've had good defensive teams. When the Spurs play good defense, their system works great. Unfortunately, with this roster, for some reason, they're just not playing very good defense. And when they're not playing good defense, the system is broken. And that's what we're seeing right now. To me, it doesn't even matter who they have, you know, coming back from injury. They can get Lonnie Walker back. They can get Paul Gasol back. It doesn't matter. DeJounte Murray could come back tomorrow, be inserted into this lineup, and they still won't fare much better. You know, and that's the truth.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think Paul Gasol coming back would help somewhat. Yeah. I think that is true. I think he will make a difference simply because it helps LMA, LaMarcus Aldridge, go back to his natural spot at the four spot. Now, look, not only was the Spurs system not in effect versus Minnesota, the Spurs didn't help themselves as well. 19 turnovers, 26 Minnesota points off those 19 Spurs turnovers. They couldn't connect at all, and their field goal percentage was a 19% just in the second quarter alone. And you put that together and letting them do what they want to do, they being Minnesota, that's a mixture of things that are not going to look well. And we saw with the final score. Now, DeMar DeRozan did address this when he was asked afterwards about what contributed to the loss. Here's what he had to say, Joe. We didn't play well. We couldn't make a shot. And on top of it, they didn't miss a shot. When you have that combination, it's going to be an outcome like it was tonight. We turned the ball over, not being aggressive at all. They had the rhythm all night. Joe, he said something very key, in my opinion, not being aggressive at all. Joe, do you think, as old Popovich would have said, this team needs some nasty, Joe?
This team at this juncture, they're just soft, man. You know, and the thing is, it goes back to tonight after the Spurs game. You know, they talk with Coach Pop. He wasn't even mad. He wasn't even fired up. He was just somber. Yeah, we just got to be patient with this team. You know what, man? If you're not mad at this team for playing as poor as they did, you got problems, man. Why aren't you fired up? Why aren't you getting angry at this team? Oh, we got to treat them like millennials. And you know what that means. We got to coddle them. We got to boost their confidence. I'm not okay with that anymore. You can't give this team a pass anymore. You got to have ownership. I think that's one of the biggest things that this team is missing is ownership. You know, if you lose, it's not one person's fault. We can't blame LaMarcus. We can't blame, you know, DeMar. This losing streak that they're going through on the road, you know, and not playing very good, it's because they're not playing good as a team, not because individual players. This player needs to play better. This one, you know what? We need to dispel all that. Yeah, sometimes some players do need to step up and play a little better. That's the truth. But, you know, when you look at it from a team perspective, you win and you lose as a team, you know, which means something's not right with this team. I don't know, like you were saying, maybe is it a mental thing? You know, something needs to change. Whatever Coach Pop has devised is clearly not working. So he needs to try something different. And I don't know what that means, you know, at this point, Jeff. Maybe you can tell me, what does that mean at this point?
Well, we'll talk about that and a lot more. Joe and I are going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to continue discussing what happened in Minnesota. Okay, we are back, and I'm joined by Two Shots Podcast, Joe Garcia. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, before the break, you asked me pretty much WTH with this team. Look, I know you are of the camp. No more excuses. Get your act together. Shape up, ship out. I get that. I totally get your frustration. I'm on camp. Give it more time. I get it. They're below 500 as we speak. They got blitzkrieged in Minnesota, but I still see signs of positiveness. They were 2-2 on this road trip. They've been horrible on the road. they showed some signs of life, at least in two wins. Now, granted, maybe one of those wins, Lady Luck was on their side. But a win's a win. They came out and got a measure of vengeance versus the Pacers. They beaten a few teams this season that maybe they should not have beaten. Pelicans, the Wolves to start the season, a Pacers team on the road, and a Dallas team that was not going away, yet they gutted it out for a win. And I think this team has been schizophrenic. They've been schizo. When they look good, they beat the Warriors. Yeah, they didn't have Draymond or Curry, but they still had Klay Thompson and Durant. They hold the Warriors team with Kevin Durant below 100 points, but then they get bombed like the way they did versus the Timberwolves in the second meeting of the season. I think there's signs of positivity. It's just going to take more time. I said it before, Joe. I said it on your show. If you really thought this Spurs team was going to come out 20-1 or 20-5, you were deceiving yourself. They lost so many players in the offseason. It was bad. Not only did they lose key defensive players, they lost key veteran players. They saw a boatload of Spurs corporate knowledge get out the window. It was a horrendous offseason. They saw a top five, maybe 10 player leave the organization and go to Toronto with his New Balance shoes now, Joe. I had to throw it in there, Joe.
Yeah, those dad shoes.
Yeah, the dad shoes now. It just wasn't a good offseason. Now you're going to cobble this team together and try to make them a perennial or powerhouse in the West, let alone the NBA. It's not going to happen. It needs more time. Now, I'll push the panic button. They're playing like this. They're still below or at 500 come the end of the roadie road trip or the All-Star break. Then they have issues. I want to give it more time. I want to see how LaMarcus Aldridge adjusts once he goes back to his natural spot and whenever Powell gets back. I mean, who knows at this point? I mean, it's like he missed the entire season so far with the supposedly foot injury. I want to see what happens once Derek White settles into himself. He hasn't really been playing that good, but he showed some signs of life in the previous game against Chicago. I want to see, you know, how DeMar continues to bloom under the Spurs system. So I want to see what they look like, basically. I want to give this team more time. And I'm not ready to press the panic button, but I am ready to press the concern button and see how this team is going to be looking. Now, Joe, you know, speaking of buttons, we saw the backlash the Spurs received from the fan base on social media, and it was ugly, Joe.
That it was, man.
Do you think this would hurt the bottom line? You're talking about money now. If the Spurs don't get their act together, could we possibly see low attendance numbers? Could we see, you know, pretty much fans turning their back on the team and taking the stance of, hey, show us something good and we'll come out and see you?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. You know, what's happened ever since Timmy left? Attendance has been down. You know, that's not something the Spurs like to advertise, but the numbers don't lie, you know? And that trend is going to continue, you know? Like I have a saying, mama only likes winners, you know? And that's the way people are here in San Antonio. They've been used to this winning culture for so long that if the team isn't playing at a high level and they're not winning and they're not playing like a Spurs team, a stereotypical Spurs team, you're not going to have a lot of full seats. People aren't going to be buying tickets and paying a premium to come and see a team lose or be mediocre. You know, they might buy merchandise here and there, but even that's going to take a nosedive. So when you hurt the organization in their pocketbook, they're forced to make changes. Some of these changes we might not really like, but they got to do something because at the end of the day, having an NBA team is a business and you want to see a profit. You don't want to ever be in a negative, you know? So I would think that if the Spurs do not get back on the winning track, we're going to see some changes come in before this All-Star break in the form of a trade. I've been saying that for a while now, and I really believe that's going to happen. As you stated, the Cleveland Cavaliers have some commodities that they're willing to let go for the right price, maybe a pick or something. So
yeah,
who knows? Maybe the Spurs can work a trade there. Hopefully they don't get J.R. Smith.
No Carmelo either. No Carmelo. Yeah,
no Carmelo, man. But you know what? I'll tell you one thing, my friend. Let's go ahead and reconvene with you. I'll bring you the panic button on February the 1st, which is a Friday. And let's see after that if you still are ready to break the glass and hit the panic button, or you're going to say they need more time, and I'm going to be like, Jeff, man, you're done. Killing me, yeah. Smalls. More time.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's the Spurs, you know, the record is below 500, yes, but it's not out of control. It's not like they're well below 500. They're 10 and 11. You know, it is what it is. This team, as constructed right now, barring any trade, they're good enough to beat the teams they should beat, and they're good enough just to stay, you know, within a puncher's chance versus teams that maybe they shouldn't be on the same floor with. They're right there. And as far as deals are concerned, look, historically the Spurs never really make any type of in-season mega deals. They rarely do. But if a team is willing to have a fire sale like the Cavs, you know, they got George Hill, former Spur, who knows the system, can play some defense, is a point guard. You know, Spurs have been relying on Bryn Forbes and patting himself on the back. He's been doing really good offensively, but defensively he's still struggling. Same thing goes for Derek White and Patty Mills and DeMar DeRozan. So the guard core doesn't really scream defense. He does. I'm not saying I know anything. It's just a thought. But the thing here, Joe, is this. This is the way the season is. You know, we Spurs fans, sports critics, you, me, when they win big, we praise them. And when they clobber teams, and when the Spurs are on the opposite end of this recent beatdown they got by Minnesota, we praise them. We think they're championship bound. We go overboard. When they lose the way they did to Minnesota, the same thing. We look at them and say, sky is falling. This is it. They're over. I think it's too early to be that divisive right now among Spurs fan base, sports critics, you and me. I think this team needs a little bit more time. Now, am I running out of patience already? Yeah, I'm getting close to it. I can't think of any more excuses. I can't say, well, they're not healthy. Well, you know, deal with it. You know, they're 20-plus games into the season. They know that DeJounte's not coming back. They know Powell's dealing with what he has to deal with. But at the same time, Joe, my fear is, if this team stays mediocre, that's not a good spot for this team to be, an NBA franchise to be. They can't be mediocre. You know this, Joe. You got to be really, really good in the NBA or really, really bad to get those picks. Right, Joe?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that we were talking about, and a lot of the fans in the comments during the live stream was, do we tank the season? You know, if we're going to be bad at the halfway mark, and the Spurs are only, like, say, they've only won 38 games, why keep trying to win? You know, if you try to win, you're only going to hurt yourself because you're not going to get as high a draft pick. You know, so if we're at the midway point of the season and we see that there's no hope of making the playoffs, just tank the rest of the season, get a high draft pick, hit the reset button, and you just burn the whole thing down to the ground and you start again. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Every team goes through this. You know, the Lakers have gone through it. You know, everybody who's won a championship has gone through a rebuilding stage. And the Spurs are no different. You know, they've had the rebuilding stage. They had the era of the Big Three. They had the era of David Robinson. That era is gone. And now it looks like we're in a transition period, really, where this team might have to hit that reset button. They might have to look at other options because how many times can you keep developing players? You know, yeah. In today's NBA, you need to have players that are ready to go. You can't be patient. You can't be waiting a couple of years. Let's see how this player develops. And then what? They lose him to free agency because they can't afford to keep him? You know, I mean, it's just getting comical at this point. Why are you going to invest so much time in a player and you're going to develop them so they can go play for an opposing team that's in the same conference as you? That makes no sense. You need to go after big name free agents. You need to be able to have big name free agents want to come and play in San Antonio. One of those things that is a deal breaker most times is, and I hate to say it, it's Coach Pop. Not every player can be coached by Coach Pop. It takes a special kind of player with the right mentality to play in the Spurs system. And right now, I got to say that the Spurs system is looking old under Coach Pop. Might it be time for him to start consider retirement? I think so. That's just my opinion.
Well, he's still on the contract. He did make a promise to LaMarcus Aldridge when he signed his San Antonio, or re-signed, that he'd be with him to the bitter end of his contract. So he may be in San Antonio for a while. I personally thought, in my opinion, that I think he should have called it a day once Kawhi Leonard said he's not coming back. Yeah. I think Kawhi Leonard would have been that saving grace for him and his career, you know, another megastar to build around. Again, not knocking DeMar, not knocking LMA, but there's those guys, and then there's Kawhi Leonard. You know, as much as Spurs fan base bash him, guy's a damn good player. So when he left, I think maybe that should have been a strong consideration. But, you know, hey, you know, he's going to be there till the bitter end. He's going to go down with the ship, if that's what it is. And Spurs fans are going to have to ride it. But here's the thing, Joe. When I look back, well, you know what? Let's take our next break because I want to hold this thought. So Joe and I, we're going to take our final break. We get back, we're going to wrap up this episode of Locked On Spurs and give our final takes on the beatdown in Minnesota. Okay, we are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, before the break, I was about to say something, but I held my tongue, so I'm going to say it right now. When I look back at this Minnesota game and the beatdown the Spurs got, fine. They turn the ball over, fine. It happens. Yeah. You know, they should have a bad quarter, fine. It happens. But just show some energy. Just show some life. Show that you're competitive. And I think that's what irks me the most. You turn the ball over 19 times, it happens. I get that. Those are kind of things that happen. You have a bad shooting quarter, fine. The other team gets hot like Minnesota did in that second, third, and whatever, fine. But just show life. Show you're not willing to die and roll over. The Spurs looked like they died and rolled over versus Minnesota, Joe.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what happened. You know, they just laid an egg tonight. It was just horrible. You know, they just came out flat. They just didn't come out ready at all. They just seemed like they were already ready to come back home. You know, they're in their minds, they were already on the plane. They were probably drinking, you know, maybe a little something in their little glass, maybe playing some some dice in the back.
You probably had a nice beverage after the game, didn't you, after that beatdown?
No, man, I had to work after that. So, you know, I was busy doing live streams. I can't be drinking while I'm doing that, but I wish I could. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, this team is what their record says they are, you know, and anybody who says different, you know, it's nonsense. The numbers don't lie. And notoriously, what we've seen this season is the Spurs right now are just a mediocre team. They're not even a good team. They're a mediocre team. They're a below 500 team.
And that's the dangerous thing. They cannot be a mediocre team. If they're going to be good, then get good and make a deal and become one of the best teams in the NBA. Yeah. If they're going to be bad, maybe you got to use the T word, even though some Spurs fans don't like using it, that being tank. But think about it. Really think about it. Even if they tank, and I know, what is that, tank for Zion? I get it. Zion's a Williamson of Duke. He's a phenomenal player. Could be a generational player. What are the chances of you of a team getting that number one pick? Or slim. So if they tank, there's still a possibility they won't get Zion. They won't get RJ Barrett. You know, they won't get any other top prospects in the upcoming draft. So even that's a gamble. So all they can do is play their best. Hopefully, if it comes up short, no postseason, give themselves a good, you know, top 10, top 12 pick, and I think they'll be fine. But yeah, it just, you know, I think the Spurs fan base, you, me, we just got to take a little deep breath. I know you're already hitting that panic button. I get it. I totally get it. I don't blame you, Joe. I understand. I'm not there yet. And I think that's where we are right now in this Spurs season.
You know what the Spurs are right now, Jeff?
What's that?
I think you and a lot of the other Spurs fans, you're on a cruise vessel. You're on a ship right now. You're on the USS Titanic, and the ship is sinking, and you're still, no, this is the safest ship in the world. It's not going to sink. It's unsinkable.
But that Titanic had lifeboats.
It did, but not very many got on those lifeboats. I'm one of the few that's saying, Jeff, get on the lifeboat, brother. I'll save you, man.
I'm playing the music. I'm playing the violin on the deck right now.
I'm going to be all, Jack. Get on the lifeboat.
Yeah, I know. But I'm inching closer towards the lifeboat. I'm walking towards it. Yeah. I'm kind of looking, thinking like maybe they'll be able to stay afloat. Maybe. Okay, I saw some signs of
life.
Somebody
needs to cue in some Celine Dion music, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, they showed some signs of life. They gotten a little better, and then they get a walloped in Minnesota. So I'm like, okay, that panic button's looking very juicy right now, but
yeah. And you know, the thing is too, Jeff,
I wanna wait to see how they look at the All-Star break.
And the thing is, Jeff, they're on the Spurs of the Titanic, man. And Coach Pop is the port captain going down with the ship. It's going underwater, and he's still holding on to that wheel. Let go.
He looks like that captain in real life.
He does, man. He's going to go down with the ship no matter what. But, man, this thing is already sinking, dude. It's already hit the iceberg, and it's sinking. It's time to jump, dude. They got to do something. This team is who they're going to be, dude. That's all it is.
I see your life vest. I see the life circle, the left floaty desk thingy in the ocean. I'm keeping an eye on it. I'll jump in it soon if the Spurs have to lay another egg. And hopefully they don't lay another egg the way they did versus Minnesota. That'd be really bad. But Joe and I, we're done. We want to hear what you have to say. Are you Team Tank? Are you Team Joe? You think the season's done? Let him know. You can follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast, and he'll tell you everything you need to know about Two Shots Podcast in a bit. Or are you on me or my side? Do you think, like, hey, give it a little bit more time. Let's see how this works out. Maybe there's some signs of life that you're seeing that I'm not seeing. You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at jeffgspurszone. Joe, I know it's coming soon. Two Shots Podcast Network is about to launch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about to launch. We're already ready to go, man. But you know, the Spurs right now, they remind me of GoBots, dude. And nobody liked GoBots. You were either Transformers or you either had Transformers. And if you got GoBots, you'd be like, what the heck is this, dude? That the Spurs are GoBots right now, brother. That's exactly what they are. But I actually had
GoBots. I had a couple of them.
No, man. You know they were never made the same, dude. It looked like a Transformer, but it was cheap, dude. So that's what I'm saying. It's just an imitation, man. It's just an imitation. It's not the real deal. But
you're hurting me, Joe.
You can find me at Two Shots Podcast, all on, you know, social media, TWOSHOTS. Podcast, all spelled out, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on the internet at twoshotssa.com.
And before we go, just quickly, because this could, you're listening to what could be one of the final Joe shows with me, because he's going to be stepping back from Lockdown Spurs to give more time to his baby, the network. So, you know, I need a campaign right now, like hashtag stay Joe. I think we need that on Los. Stay Joe on Los, so you can hashtag that.
Yeah, I'll be on Los still. Day. I mean, I might not be on as often, but I'll still be here.
All right. See, okay, well, there we go. You see, the campaign didn't even start, and it's already working. So, all right, so for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.